The Massachusetts Department of Transportation on Thursday held its final public hearing before a vote on adjusted turnpike rates associated with a switch to all-electronic tolling. Thursday's public hearing at MassDOT's District 1 headquarters in Lenox was the department's seventh in September. Officials detailed what Massachusetts Turnpike drivers can expect when all-electronic tolling, which uses gantries above the road instead of toll booths to collect fees, goes live on October 28th. Tom Tinlin, the department's highway administrator, says the 16 overhead gantries will use EasyPass transponders to automatically collect tolls and will scan a license plate if a vehicle doesn't have a transponder.
Then, of course, there's the pay-by-play customer where, you know, for whatever reason, somebody chooses not to participate in the EasyPass program. They travel under a gantry. We will mail them an invoice that says your vehicle went under this gantry at this time on this date, and you owe the taxpayers of the Commonwealth X amount of dollars.
Tinlin says the system will first check to see if a license plate matches up with an EasyPass account before mailing an invoice. MassDOT says the system will not be used to enforce speed limits. The department says more than half of drivers with a Massachusetts-issued EasyPass transponder will see the same or lower rates under proposed rate changes. Jared Kadish is chief of staff for the Highway Division.
That end-to-end trip is reduced by 45 cents, so someone with an EasyPass Mass transponder traveling from the New York border to Boston currently pays $6.60. They would pay $6.15 under the proposed structure.
The MassDOT board is scheduled to vote on October 6th on the rate proposal. The rates would go into effect October 28th, the same day electronic tolling goes live. A car without an EasyPass will be charged an additional 30 cents for each gantry it passes, plus 60 cents for the mailing of a monthly bill. Also, out-of-state EasyPass transponders will not receive the same discount as those from Massachusetts. Tinlin says that is a general practice across states that use EasyPass, as do not fund highway maintenance solely via their own residents. You can obtain a Massachusetts EasyPass transponder for free regardless of where you live. Kadish says roughly 80% of the turnpike market has Massachusetts EasyPass transponders. State Representative Smitty Pignatelli of Lenox urged DOT to institute a commuter discount program for people in the Berkshires, similar to ones in the eastern part of the state. Pittsfield State Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier expressed concern about drivers who infrequently use the turnpike and don't have a transponder, but take it all the way to Boston for what will cost $11.70 one way.
But who is it that's going to pay this almost double rate? It's going to be seniors who live in the Berkshires. And so this idea that we're paying 30 cents extra for every gantry that we go under, it really adds up if we're going the length of the pike.
MassDOT says the higher charge for vehicles without a transponder is due to additional costs of processing that transaction. Wally Terrell of Otis commented that adding a turnpike exit and entrance in western Massachusetts would be beneficial now that overhead gantries will be used. The public comment period on the rate change ends September 29th. All 26 toll booth plazas will be demolished and the areas reconstructed by the end of 2017, according to DOT. Finally, Tinlin detailed why Massachusetts is switching to all-electronic tolling.
To increase public safety, decrease congestion, and increase air quality.
Tinlin says there will be savings from the 510 toll collectors who will be out of a job. He says the switch to electronic tolling has been conducted with the workers' union and employment training, including for a commercial driver's license, and an educational fund has been set up for those employees. Reporting from Lenox, this is Jim Lavoulis at WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.